Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines to border scenes, to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme to our quite fancy table. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th day of January. The prep tip today is to work on your physical fitness. It'll be different things for different people. Everybody's got limitations. The 20-year-old Olympic athlete has limitations. The 85-year-old grandmother has limitations. You need to know the limitations, respect them, and work within them. Before you start anything vigorous, talk to your healthcare professional before you do something that can hurt yourself. We have with us my friend Cindy Smith, where we will continue the Tuesday morning roundtable and take your calls. Cindy, we already have our first caller. It looks like we have JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Hey, guys and gals. Great show today. John, I just want to let you know I signed up for, as a distributor, is X39 and Lightwave, and I joined the PC Plus, which is like, it's the bottom of the barrel, the one above the bottom. And with that, I got, for $19, I got a free patch, and I got some Ice Wave coming. And now right. I could like a pyramid scheme. Not that it is a pyramid scheme, but it sort of is. The more people you sign up, the more kickbacks you get, the more extra patches you get. And I didn't have to answer Lady J, I didn't have to put my Social Security or birth date in as a PC Plus. So as long as you're not, that's to answer her question.
Okay. All right. That's good to know, JP. Anything else?
I would like to also bring up the horseman, the Bible, and the mark of the beast, just real quick, because it ties into what you guys are talking about earlier. Major Dane said, you know, when I was training, you could go after little things, but when you go after the big targets in space and time, that's where it gets fun. So I've been doing a lot of research on the mark of the beast, and I believe 99% it is the vaccine. But it goes back in generations. The original barcode came out in the 70s. That actually has the number 666 on it. And by barcoding everything, you actually gain ownership of it. So the next generation was what they did with their corn, barcoding the genes of the corn. And by doing that, Monsanto owned every corn and every corn they propagated. And they could do that legally. The next generation is GMOing people. And that's what they do with this DNA gene therapy shot, is it changes your DNA. It gives you a Bluetooth mark, the mark of the beast, and you become chattel property. So I'm pretty much convinced that we're witnessing the Book of Revelations. And if that's true, the second horseman is the war horseman. And just like Stephen Noon said, and he's a Bible scholar, he talks about this a lot. That's the, I believe, is Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, Venezuela and Brazil. That's the new Axis power. When they hit us, they're going to hit us as one fist. That's what I'm afraid of, John. So that's a lot of information, but biblically speaking, I think we are in those end times, and we're at the beginning of it. If the mark of the beast is the white horseman, we're going to be seeing the second horseman, and that's war. So I'm basing this all off of remote viewing and the Bible. Do you guys have any comments or questions on that? I mean, it's a lot of deep subjects, but...
Well, I'm not a Bible scholar, but all the pieces are falling into place for what you're saying to come to pass. Cindy, you got any follow-up?
Well, yeah, I think it's really interesting how looking at history and how empires or civilizations rise from humble beginnings and then fall precipitously after hitting their peak. We're seeing a world shifting away from the current Western empire into something else that has more to do with BRICS and China and a reinvigorated Russia after the fall of communism. And I'm just starting to dabble and try to understand and do some research on remote viewing. But I think it's very interesting how prophecy, biblical prophecy, a look back at world history and the rise and fall of empires, and how some of what's coming out of the remote viewing are all coalescing and fitting together.
All right. JP, anything else before we move on?
No, that's it. I'm a big fan of your show, John. I recommend Lightwave to everyone. It works. I am standing by the product. And now I'm selling the product, so I believe in it that much.
Okay, JP, thank you. Right, our next caller looks like John in Texas. Good morning, John.
This is John from Texas. I have a question concerning Stan Johnson and prophecies he had of the fall of America. It said that it would be started by an internal revolution.
What's the question,
John? People are saying that, the question is that people are saying that they will bring Trump, that there is going to be, the next election will be stolen, it will not be accepted, and that there will be a coup which will set up a dictatorship to restore the Constitution, and that there will be some kind of martial law situation, but then there will be a counter revolution, that the communists would stir up these groups, and there would be rioting and demonstration. The government would lose control of certain areas, and there would be chaos, and they would, and suddenly Russia and several countries in South America and a couple of others would be involved, there would be submarines, would send hypersonic missiles that would destroy the major population center, and America would burn, and it would fall in 1 hour.
What's the question, John?
Has your guest heard of this?
Okay. Cindy, have you heard of Stan Johnson's prophecy?
No, I'm not aware of that prophecy.
Okay, she hasn't. John, thank you for your call. We're going to move on. Stan Johnson's a friend. I've had dinner at his home with his family, and Stan did something he never did for any other speaker. He had dozens of speakers sent all over the country for years. He had me speaking on two nationwide speaking tours in 1 year, which he had never done with any other speaker before, and maybe it's done since, but I'm not aware of that. Stan's a great guy. He's been doing great work for a lot of years. Okay, Cindy, what I've been advocating, and I know you support this effort as well, is for all our listeners all over the country, the 50 states, to advocate paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level, one day voting, and voter registration. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I've been monitoring a little bit what's going through the Missouri General Assembly, and I haven't finished my analysis, but there's definitely some legislation sponsored out there that will be heard in committee if it hasn't already, requiring paper ballots. And this is probably the single biggest change in election law that would help improve election integrity. And one of the things I think that doesn't get talked about enough when people talk about the importance of paper ballots is the chain of custody issue.
Right.
Let's say even at a local race, let's say we have a local race in one of our Missouri counties, and an important county race would be for presiding commissioner, just as an example.
Right.
And let's say that candidate one gets 21 more votes than candidate two. Having the paper ballot allows you to go back in and hand count, even if you didn't hand count the original election, in front of both candidates and verify each vote. And you could do that as many times as you needed to in order to finally certify a really close election. And that's why the founders gave us the election system that we have and kept it at the state level so local people could hold their local election officials accountable for the integrity of the election. And so to my mind, the paper ballot is one of the most important pieces of election integrity.
Cindy, would it be a fair statement that prior to 2020, advocating paper ballots counted at the precinct level was very marginal and had very little support? Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that the farthest back I'm aware of was the National Clean Elections lawsuit, which came out of the election that had Ron Paul as a potential Republican nominee. That was in 2008. And paper ballots and a conversation about the importance of chain of custody was a part of that. And that lawsuit, I think the first thing the court did was throw all the states out except the state of New York and said that they didn't have standing. And then I didn't follow it afterwards. I don't think it went anywhere. But that was a national effort called the National Clean Elections Lawsuit in order to deal with some of these issues at the federal level.
Which obviously was not very successful back then. But I think given the circumstances of what took place in 2020, at least in Missouri and hopefully other states, paper ballots counted at the precinct level has a much greater chance of being successful. What do you think?
Well, it does. I think I always think about the electorate and who it is that's casting these votes. Those are the people that are making decisions as to who represents us. And those people are the ones that are making decisions about laws and policies and statutes and things that affect mom and pop back home every day. And we need to know that every vote cast is a legitimate vote and that it's properly counted. Another remove from that is going to be using machines to tabulate votes. That's probably not as big a security risk, but some of the bills that I've looked at seem to think that it's okay to have a tabulator. I would, you know, the first step is probably getting the paper ballot. Perhaps in future legislative sessions, we can go after the tabulators if people are concerned about any election fraud that could take place with machine counting of votes.
My observations of California is that the socialist, communist, Democrats, Muslims have captured California through vote fraud. What do you think?
I think vote fraud is taking place in every state in the union. I believe it's been taking place for decades. In the research that I've done, it's clear that it's a bipartisan issue. It is not just one political party that is engaging in it. It's both major political parties are engaging in it. And like a lot of issues that are facing the country right now, I think if you listen to the mainstream media, you're encouraged to view these issues in terms of a partisan view. It's either a Democrat view or a Republican view. And I think a much more fruitful analysis comes by looking at, are these people political insiders connected to powerful, influential people? Or are they political outsiders whose primary or sole purpose is to represent the people that elected them?
Cindy, I'm not aware of any major country, and in fact, most countries, that does not have voter identification, voter ID. Are you aware of any?
Except no, us? I think. Yeah, we're an outlier in terms of that. I'm not clear on places like Asia, but certainly in Europe, I'm aware that you don't get to cast a vote unless you identify who you are.
I regard it as just outlandishly racist to make the claim that black people aren't able to get photo ID. That's my opinion. How about you?
I when I heard that, I thought, boy, this is not going to pass anyone who's thinking logically about voting and about treating all voters equally. That just shows you how desperate the left is to keep control of the elections.
They are desperate, and desperate people do desperate things, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just in domestic politics where we're seeing that. I'm looking at some of the media that's come out talking about the win that President Trump had in Iowa yesterday and some of the totally unhinged analysis that's coming from the mainstream media talking points. It's just 20 years ago, 10 years ago, if Americans had seen this in mainstream media, it would have blown their minds. And today it's happening on a regular basis.
It is, unfortunately. Well, it's no surprise that President Trump won the Iowa caucuses by a landslide. And we've got a couple more events coming up in the Northeast. And after these next two, that's pretty much going to be the end of all these other Republican candidates, don't you think?
I think so. I was watching to see how well Nikki Haley did, and I was pleased to see how poorly she did, although I think she may have been strategizing to place more emphasis in New Hampshire and some of the other places. And she does hail from South Carolina, and that, of course, is going to be a benefit to her. And Ron DeSantis, I think, is kind of the candidate for people who, for voters who might like Trump's policies but are still hung up on image and the fact that he doesn't speak like a politician and all of the chaos and turmoil that has followed Trump since he decided to declare his candidacy the first time. And I think some of those people are moving to DeSantis.
Well, the DeSantis campaign, I don't believe, is going to go anywhere, but it continues. And, of course, Vivek gave all his support to President Trump yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, that really is sort of unsettling to me that that he was so brash and took on some of the memes and all and took on reporters and really took them to task for sort of the cornering that they would do, the way they asked their questions. Instead of being a seeker of information, they're trying to set traps for candidates and catch them saying something that they can then make news out of. And then last night, just suspending his campaign and throwing his candidacy to Trump. That just seems highly suspicious to me.
Well, yeah, well, Vivek was not qualified to be president of the United States anyway, since he's not a natural born citizen, which seems to be largely ignored, doesn't it?
It's largely ignored. I've read some media that indicates that Nikki Haley is not constitutionally eligible either. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I haven't vetted that information, but it wouldn't surprise me.
It goes back to her parents. And of course, Barack Obama was not a natural born citizen anyway, either. All the emphasis being where he was born, which was not the issue. The issue was the following. You have to have two parents who are both American citizens to be a natural born citizen, in addition to being born on United States soil. That seems to be lost on many people, doesn't it?
Well, you know, the folks that want to take out the United States and create a global international economic system that's built on regions and to destroy all the nation states, when they come up upon an issue like that where it's very clear that they've been caught dead to rights, then they use the media to divert attention away from what the Constitution actually says to some related topic that really isn't the real issue and divert people who are looking at the issue. And of course, we know what's happened with public education in terms of people understanding civics and the history of the country and the Constitution. Many, many Americans are not aware of what the Constitution even says.
No, they're not. Unfortunately, they're not. If you got a question or comment, we will take that at 512-248-8252. Let's do a segue here to an issue that seems to be bubbling up here and there. That would be state legislatures banning the genital mutilation of youngsters under the age of 18, puberty blockers for youngsters under the age of 18, that no matter what the doctor wants or what the parent wants, these things will become illegal, and they have in the state of Missouri, haven't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of energy around this issue. It's a very emotional issue, as you might understand. Families who have a child with gender dysphoria or who are just being manipulated through social media and other things, you know, this is their child. You've got people with very heartfelt and deeply felt religious views on this. I know that there's a series of bills that are going to be heard in committee this week. I believe that was over on the Missouri House side. I happened to be in the hearing room last year when the bill about Save Women's Sports was heard, and I'd never experienced a situation like that testifying in a House or Senate committee before.
Well, let's get back to that after the break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you have issues with sleep, issues with pain, arthritis, pain, joint pain, you need an energy cleaner. Yes, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And I have energy cleaners and mattress pads in stock ready for immediate shipment. Check it out at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with my friend Cindy Smith. And Cindy, you've been to a number of these various committee hearings for a number of years. What was unusual about this one involving stopping boys from competing in girls' sports, which in some of these sports, these girls could get seriously injured, and that's already happened in volleyball, hasn't it?
Yeah, a physical male, a biological male, spiking a volleyball is going to make that volleyball go at a much faster rate than a typical female will be able to do. And getting hit in the face or the head or the neck with a volleyball with that kind of velocity can provide a very serious injury.
Oh, yes.
And so parents who have children in sports have a legitimate right to protect the well-being of their children who are participating in these sports. So in the committee hearing, there were three members of the House of Representatives who each had a bill that dealt with the issue of precluding biological males from participating in women's sports. And, it didn't seek to change anything about co-ed teams. A lot of communities have parks and recs programs. Some schools have co-ed, pickleball or whatever, or bowling or whatever. It didn't seek to change any of that. It just sought in competitive sports to preclude biological males from competing in women's sports. And instead of there being questions from the committee about the contents of the bill, I heard questions about things that were not talked about in the bills. The bills didn't talk about gender. The bills did not say anything about trans or any of that. It just sought to preclude biological males from participating in women's sports. And then what I heard from certain committee members had to do with making accusations directly against these legislators about threatening the lives of LGBTQ students and talking to them about the suicide rates for trans students and things that had nothing to do with the legislation. It was seen by some of the legislators in the committee as an opportunity to grandstand, and I just felt I've been participating in hearings, either giving testimony or just witnessing testimony, just participating by watching, and I'd never had such a strong emotional response to what was going on as I did that day. It was the most overwhelming, heartrending experience in a committee hearing room that I'd ever experienced in my life.
My goodness. And what was the outcome? Were any of these three bills passed committee to go on to the floor?
Yeah, I don't remember the bill numbers in particular, but I believe that legislation did pass.
All right. All three of them?
No, it would be just one.
It would have
crossed over from the House to the Senate, gone over on the Senate side, gone through their committee hearing process, and then passed into law. So, yeah, I believe that was one of just a few pieces of conservative legislation that actually crossed the finish line last legislative session.
Well, our governor was not elected. He was appointed a small town sheriff, country sheriff, who, quite frankly, those first few months, he was really in over his head, wasn't he?
Well, that's, appointments to a high level office like that can be really problematic. Normally a governor candidate would go through an election and go through a primary process where somebody with bona fide political experience who's been on the farm team either as a commissioner and worked their way up through the House and Senate or some other path would end up as a candidate or an appointee for governor. And so when you have someone without that kind of experience, it's certainly understandable that they would be in over their head.
Yeah, absolutely. But he had some great advisors, and I think he's been doing a really good job considering his starting point. And God bless him. Cindy, we got a caller on hold here. We got Chris Steiner. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, John and Cindy. I just I have a question and a long comment, if you have a chance to keep me over here, comment regarding why people, for the research, the spike protein is causing them to not be able to incorporate new information. But first, John, I wanted to ask a quick question. You said that, I think yesterday, that there was news that there's a 300% increase in drugs prescribed for brain cancer. Or might
yes,
I be able
correct.
To find that?
That's correct. I read so much, I don't keep track of everything, Chris. But that's what I read. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to
hold over through the break.
All right, thanks.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're talking a moment ago about cancer. I'll be talking more about that in a little bit. We have the worst crime in human history taking place right now on the 16th day of January 2024. That would be the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. I have more than 200 articles and videos at my website regarding this topic, articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors. You might want to check that out at thelibertyman.com. I have products here that will help you achieve your goals. Yes, the energy cleaner is my home business. When you place your order, I personally box it up. I take it to the Low Country Post Office at Cherry Hill, Missouri, which is also a destination restaurant. Every Friday night, they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet. It ships out U.S. Postal Service directly to your home, wherever it might be, United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. I ship a lot of these to Australia. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Details at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or call my toll-free order line. That's 800 592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us my friend Cindy Smith. And during the break, Chris, I looked up an article that might be helpful. This is published at the harvard.edu. And the headline is Dramatic Rise in Cancer in People Under 50, published September 8th of 2022. The author is Kara Sampson with the Brigham and Women's Hospital Communications. And anyway, there's a lot of evidence that the COVID-19 clot shots are causing what's called turbo cancer, which of course includes brain cancer as well, Chris. What else you got for us, Chris?
Yeah, to repeat, that's the harvard.edu entitled Dramatic Rise in Cancer in People Under 50,
yes.
Dated
September
8th, 2022 by Kara Simpson. Brigham Young Communication. Okay. I'm just typing all that out. That's another huge issue, of course, that the COVID shots have lowered folks' immunity, that because of that, they're setting the stage for the next pandemic right after this one, the next pandemic, and there'll be the lame excuse used for forced quarantine and outlawing cats.
You still there, Chris? Hello, Chris. Looks like we lost Chris. Cindy, in our neighborhood, we've had people injured and die from the COVID vaccination clot shot, haven't we, my dear?
Yes, we have. You and I know a number of people who we were aware of that had taken one or more of the COVID jabs and had catastrophic and or deadly health consequences from it.
Right.
I think this cancer thing is really interesting. I mean, back before 2022 or 2021, nobody had ever heard of anything called turbo cancer, and yet here we are.
Right, where people go from no cancer to stage 3, stage 4 in 4 weeks. There's no precedence for this, is there?
No, this is an unusual progression of symptoms, expression of symptoms. When they first get to a clinician who is diagnosing them and to be in stage 4 without having had a prior visit to a doctor or having any prior symptomology, that's just so unusual. I think it's interesting to understand as well, and this may have fallen off of folks' radar screens, but if you go back to the White House website and go through the executive orders, President Biden put out an executive order talking about his cancer moonshot. And the other piece of the puzzle is Pfizer, some time ago, purchased another vaccine manufacturer who works on, guess what? Cancer treatments.
Really? Really amazing. Looks like Chris Steiner is back with us here, Cindy. Chris, you got a further comment or question?
Yeah, I heard right when I was cut off. That's strange. And Julie just told me it showed that I was still connected when I called back. To comment on that, that was the company you're mentioning was Sagan, that was turning a profit of $2 billion per year. And then the Pfizer invested in them, bought them March 13th, 2023 in their own website's press release. Fortunately, I just had that in my notes to comment on that. I was just mentioning that the lame excuse for the next pandemic is because everybody's immunity has been lowered by the COVID shots. But that's right. Another set of studies that we could cover another time. But this is what's so alarming to me is what I'm learning is that this is a guest I think you'd love to have on, Michael Nehls, Nehls. Last name, N as in Nancy, Ehls as in Sam, michaelnehls.substack.com. And he's pointing out from a study, I'll mention that whether the spike protein is from SARS-CoV-2 infection or it's the synthetic genetic spike protein, it's due to lack of neurogenesis in the hypocampus, lack of the ability of the brain in the hippocampus to form new brain cells, new nerve cells, that new information cannot be incorporated unless there's an emergency, like, there's so many false alarms with the COVID and trying to warn us about infections cases rather than deaths. He's explaining that if people who are affected by this adult hippocampal neurogenesis impairment. If they have to be forced to incorporate new information by emergency, so they forget old memories, they're more at risk of losing their autobiographical memory. Things I would point out, like, those who are asymptomatic, those without symptoms are very rarely infectious. People might tend to forget that, or that natural immunity is always better than vaccine-induced immunity. And so he's written a book entitled The Indoctrinated Brain, How to Successfully Fend Off a Global Attack on Your Mental Freedom. And that was co-authored with Dr. Naomi Wolf. And I bring this up because you mentioned that, you know, most people don't understand basic civics, the Constitution. And if you want to check out the interview with Dr. Naomi Wolf, that was November 29th, 2023, over at dailycloud.io. And then last Thursday, he was also interviewed on The High Wire, January 11th, on thehighwire.com, Bell Bigtree. And then just yesterday, Robert Scott Bell showed robertscottbell.com. And the study is a mouse study. It's entitled SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein Induces TLR4. Mediated long-term cognitive dysfunction, recapitulating post-COVID-19 syndrome in mice, published in Cell Reports, so it's peer-reviewed March 28th, 2023. And I'm so horrified that I might have been a victim of this. I was shed upon by having a spike protein impair my immune system and then coming down with Lyme disease, perhaps. I don't know if I have Lyme, but my neutrophils were elevated, indicating a bacterial and or fungal infection. And Lyme, the bacteria for Lyme disease, Borrelia burgdorferi, is carried by about 70% of mosquitoes. Of course, people might be afflicted by Epstein-Barr, which is also implicated in chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And I was just horrified with my brain fog, body aches, but really the lack of focus, my low mood, my inability to incorporate new information. And I'm very happy to be improving now today for the sixth day in a row. I think mainly due to methylene blue, but what happened 7 days ago, I started taking 2 or 3 drops per hour of organic essential oil of oregano, which dissolves the biofilm that bacteria like Borrelia burgdorferi, which causes Lyme disease, can form. And it also disrupts the quorum sensing that such bacteria use to form and to signal to each other to go hide under the biofilm where the blood supply can't reach, where the white blood cells, of course, would be able to identify them, and the oxygen in the red blood cells would be able to neutralize them. And so I'm also taking vitamin C as ascorbic acid every hour to keep up my blood levels, plus a liposomal vitamin C to make the vitamin C fat soluble. So I guess, you know, in my sleeping hours, I obviously can't take vitamin C every hour, so I have liposomal vitamin C to store it away in my fat and be released as needed. And the spike protein crosses the blood-brain barrier. And so the furin cleavage site was also left in the spike protein when they made the COVID shots, which they could have easily taken out, which makes it even more infectious, has even a greater impact. So I just wanted to mention that because it's so horrifying for me to, you know, be listening to talk shows and not being able to focus or retain information, connect the dots and see correlations like I normally would. I have to go back to listening to ambient tones and music to try to relax and focus on my day-to-day routine, because normally I love to be able to listen to talk shows as I'm doing my thing and can think a few steps ahead and just go on autopilot while I'm using my intuition. And, you know, lack of inquisitiveness is another thing that Michael Nels mentions, is that my intuition was so weighed down because my lack of inquisitiveness to be able to ask myself important questions and be willing to be open to the answers. I think that this is the single most important thing we need to educate people on, is that the spike protein, whether it's from infection or the mRNA COVID shots, is hijacking their mind, their ability to form new neurons to incorporate new information, and at the risk of kicking out their old memories and reformatting their personality. So that's someone I encourage you to have on.
Well, Chris, thank you for that. We appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Cindy, there's a lot to know about all these things, isn't there?
Yeah, Chris is bringing up some things that I have dealt with personally in my own life and my own health. I am taking methylene blue daily to help with what I believe is mitochondrial dysfunction. That I believe I had some mitochondrial dysfunction before being ill with COVID, but that had a lot to do with my extended period of time before I was able to return to wellness. And John, if you'd like, I was just reading an article yesterday that talked about the value of light therapy in conjunction with methylene blue therapy. And
sure,
I think that may have been mentioned before. Yeah, I'll be glad to send that to you. And for Chris's benefit and for the listener's benefit, there is a doctor, Dr. Anna Mahelsia, who has a Substack. And you can go to Substack and put that name in and you'll find her, who's been doing a lot of research on folks who are having trouble either having had the shots or not having had the shots, and how to use some natural things to get the different things out of your body and out of your blood. And methylene blue is one thing that she's written about, high dose vitamin C like Chris was talking about. And then most recently, she's had the work of another doctor, and I'm sorry, I don't remember her name. John, I can send you this article as well. But she is looking at the use of essential oils to break down some of the components of the shots in people's body. And folks, of course, are interested in using natural remedies to the degree that they can. Part of our problem is the allopathic medical system. You might be able to go to a mainstream medical doctor and get some help for some symptoms, but more than likely, those folks are not going to go and understand, first of all, but second of all, be able to help you with some real treatment for the cause of the medical issues that people are having in the post-COVID and post-COVID shot era that we live in.
Well, it's a whole new world these past, it's now 4 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it is 4 years. And, you know, at some point, we sort of lose track of how this post-COVID world, how long it's been going on, and how many of the changes that were foisted upon us we've kind of come to accept and take into our personal lives. Sometimes it's good to look back and remember what it was like to have the liberties that we had pre-COVID.
It is. And the damage done is almost beyond calculating, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, for someone like me who's been very much engaged in education issues, I know my child that was in public school the year that COVID came had significant learning loss. The patched together response that the public education system had to put him on a learning program on the internet that really wasn't designed for instruction. It was designed for catching up for students who had fallen behind in one or more of their courses. He did not learn very much during that online learning period. And so we went back to homeschooling. But education is one of those things, sort of like your health or studying math or physics. If you lose some of the elemental blocks, the first steps, you can't jump ahead and learn something that was built on something that you failed to learn in the proper order.
And especially as youngsters, the children who had to wear a mask, they were cutting down their oxygen, causing permanent, non-reversible brain damage. That's a complete crime, isn't it?
It is a crime. It's absolute child abuse. Our bodies were never designed to rebreathe the air that we just exhaled, and that is providing a high level of toxicity to our bodies anytime we put something over our mouth and nose and try to breathe normally.
Well, a child who contracted COVID had as much chance of dying as being struck by lightning, which is basically non-existent, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was reading some research about that the other day about why, about the the status of the immune system of young people and why they were just not very susceptible to COVID and why the highest death rate was among the advanced. And I don't remember all the details. I'm really not a science person, but I do like to delve and read a lot of the late-breaking research that comes out. And we're finding out more and more, not only about the shots, but also about the original contagion or toxin or however you want to characterize COVID. It certainly wasn't a naturally occurring thing. The fear and cleavage site work that was done on that clearly shows that it was manipulated. And so we still are going to have to learn a lot more and put some protocols in place to help people regain their health.
There's a lot of rumors about another make-believe pandemic hitting us. What do you think about that, my dear?
Well, I'm going to suggest that folks that are interested in that take a look at George Webb's Substack, the most recent one, where he talks about Disease X and talks about some of the investigation he did before about folks that are involved in the U.S. government with biolabs in places like Ukraine and other places, and how that might actually be a way of targeting Trump and getting him out of the way.
Well, if they have another pandemic, that gives them the pretext they need for the mail-in ballots, doesn't it?
It does, and if they could target something to him, it would be a mass casualty event of which they could say that Trump was just an unfortunate participant.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. I think, there it is, I believe. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Cindy, recently, Pfizer, who developed, of course, the Pfizer COVID vaccination clot shot, which is well known to cause myocarditis, they recently bought an outfit called Arena Pharmaceuticals for $6.7 billion with a B dollars cash. Arena Pharmaceuticals manufactures medications that treat myocarditis. How about that?
Well, if you put that puzzle piece together with the cancer puzzle piece, it looks like a business plan.
Absolutely is. Yeah, well, let's create the condition, and then we'll buy the company that makes the treatment for the condition. What a deal!
Yep. I think back in the 1980s, 1986, when the vaccine companies received from Congress the gift of no liability for their products, the vaccine manufacturers at that time were on the verge of bankruptcy. And they're not going to make that mistake again. They're going to have their ducks in a row, and they're going to use these shots as a way to ensure their future customer base.
Will this be similar to R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company buying the largest and biggest company manufacturing drugs for cancer treatment of the lungs?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Americans have this experience of drug cartels being these shady outfits that carry guns and shoot people and all sorts of things. But we have international drug cartels now that are in bed with the federal government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're near the end of the program. What are your final thoughts? Got about a minute and a half here, my dear.
Well, I wanted to point out some more about why I'm so unnerved about what's going on with Lloyd Austin. In this recent news article, two doctors, John Maddox and Dr. Gregory Chestnut, claim that Lloyd Austin received non-surgical care resolving some lingering leg pains. Well, if you had prostate surgery and a follow-on urinary tract infection, why in the world would you be having leg pain? So I suspect that he may be having a blood clot. And this whole story about the urinary tract infection may very well just be a cover story. And perhaps the fact that this was not properly communicated through the chain of command was a cover to give them some time to scramble around and figure out what in the world they were going to do about this.
Almost without a doubt, Mr. Austin got the clot shot, didn't he? And boosters.
Unless he was able to work out a deal where he took a fake one, and that's also possible.
Well, I guess we may or may not ever find out, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, Cindy, thank you very much for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Tuesday if you're available.
Absolutely. Everyone be well and be warm.
Okay, thank you very much. Tomorrow, we will have my friend Professor McCanny with us. He's always got interesting updates. My friend Jeff Nyquist, and we'll have Chance with Simply Clean Foods, our typical Wednesday morning presentation. Thursday, I look forward always to getting back with Dr. Horowitz, what's going on with him. And that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.